Hey, 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 welcome to episode 8 of Real World Networking. And today I want to talk to you about 3 simple steps to meeting anyone. But before I do, I want to tell you about a brand new free report I have just put up on my website. And it's free for anybody. You go to sievercrop.com and you can get this free report. And what it is 6 techniques to starting a conversation with anyone, anywhere. And this is absolutely 6 things that will make you a fantastic conversationalist. And in this thing, I cover everything from the first impression to how to exit gracefully from the conversation and then how to follow up afterwards. So go ahead and head over there right now and sign up for the free newsletter and you will get that free report. And actually, don't tell anybody about this, but as a bonus for you downloading this free report, I am also going to give you the exact scripts that I've used to keep in contact with my network on a frequent basis. But don't tell anybody about that. That's just you and I's secret that I'm going to share with you because you listen to this podcast. So anyways, moving on. 3 simple steps to meeting anyone. You know, it seems like anywhere you look now, you can find tips about how to network effectively at events or how to meet anyone. And, you know, don't get me wrong, all these articles have some fantastic tips. I've seen ones that have upwards of 9, 10, 11 tips on how to meet people at events and how to network effectively. But as I've been reading through them and as I listen to them and listen to the challenges that many of you are facing, the challenges you've told me about, I've realized that a lot of the information that's being given is very complex and difficult to follow at times. And let's be frank, when you're at a networking event, you're not going to remember 10 steps. When you're meeting somebody and you're a little bit nervous, you're not going to remember 10 steps. So with that in mind, I began trying to think about a very simple and easy to remember way to effectively meet and begin developing a relationship with people that you meet. And while this works at networking events, it'll work anywhere that you meet people as well. So with that in mind, I came up with the 3 B's of meeting anyone. And my hope is that it'll be easy enough for you to remember the next time you meet someone that you'd like to develop a relationship with. So, B number one. Number one, be interested. The first thing you have to do if you're going to lay the foundation for a lasting relationship is to be genuinely interested in that person. My friend Jody Mayberry says, effective networking is simply being interested in other people. If you're truly interested in the person in front of you, you will have no problem finding something to talk about. And, you know, I couldn't have said it any better if I had donned a park ranger outfit and completely plagiarized Jody's words. Now, Jody, if you're listening to this, please, I'm kidding. Don't sick your pet squirrel on me. But the fact of the matter is, the best way to start a conversation is to sincerely be interested in that person. Ask about their career, ask about their family, ask about their interests. And if you will ask them about what they are interested in and then listen because you care, you will set yourself apart from everyone else in the room in their eyes. Because let's be honest, in those situations, almost everybody there will be looking to get something from that person. And if you are only trying to give your attention to that person and be interested in them, you will stick out and they will remember you. Number two. Be interesting. Now, beyond being interested, you have to be interesting to talk to. Now, I know what you're going to say. I'm not an interesting person. I don't know how to carry on a conversation. How can I be interesting? But being interesting is much easier than you think. And the quickest and best way to be interesting is by building upon common ground. Or building upon being interested. And what I mean by that is as you ask questions of the person you're talking to, be on the lookout for that common ground. Did you attend the same college? Are your kids in the same school? Do you drive the same car? Do you cheer for the same sports teams or watch the same sport? You know, are your kids both in soccer? Do you both race snails? Okay. That one might be a bit much, but you really get the idea. I didn't realize people race snails till I watched the movie Turbo. And quite frankly, I remember Zeb Wellborn, a friend of mine, mentioning that there's actually like weasel racing that he found. Weasel or ferret, I can't remember which. But so whatever it is, if you have commonality, that's what you build on. Once you've found the common ground, talk about it. People like people that are, well, like them. The people you find most interesting will be the people that have the same interests as you. The same is true for everyone you meet. So find common ground and build upon it. And the third B, be in touch. Prepare to follow up. You know, as I've said a million times before, if you aren't going to follow up with the person that you've just met, you're wasting your time. You might as well have stayed home and watched The Voice or Monday Night Football or English Premier League or whatever it is that you watch. After learning about the person and building upon common ground, the most important thing you will do in this initial conversation is build in the follow-up. Let me repeat that because it's so important. After you've learned about the person and after you've built upon common ground, the most important thing you will do in this conversation is build in the follow-up. You have to build in the follow-up. And I've talked about that in other episodes. Go back and listen to them about how to build the follow-up into your initial conversation. So those are the three. If you've done a good job of being interested and interesting to the person you're talking to, that person will virtually always be up for having you follow up with them. Now make sure you commit to follow up with them within a week and maybe mix it up and follow up in a few different ways. You know, maybe a handwritten note and a phone call or, you know, a Facebook message and a LinkedIn message or an email or, you know, any various different ways. But make sure that you follow up within that time. So those are the three B's of meeting anyone. Be interested, be interesting, and be in touch. And if you do these three things, you'll actually achieve a fourth B. You'll be remembered. And that's what you want. That's the foundation of starting a relationship, is being remembered by that person. So make sure that you use these the next time you meet someone new. And my question for you is, what is the best tip for meeting new people and laying the foundation for a lasting relationship that you have found? Head over to sievercrop.com/3-steps to answer that question. And until next time, good luck and go meet somebody.